Hi, this is Zach May with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 24th of February. Starting off with arena events, where I missed out on looking at it yesterday due to a rush of demand in other areas. But we've had a break not only of the initial February resistance at 11 pence, but also the old November peak at 13.5 and above 13.5, looking towards the top of a rising trend channel at as high as 25 pence. And that's from March last year. As is usually the case, a break of 15 will give us 25. For some reason, that seems to work quite a lot in the stock market, at least. On to a stock which seems to be dividing opinion still, quite viciously, I think, in some cases. Amigo Holdings. It's good to see long-suffering shareholders have a bit of light at the moment. The light being the break above the 50-day moving average this week. That was at 8 pence and was pointed out earlier this week as well. We've got a triangle target there towards 15 pence, which hopefully will be seen whatever happens. I believe there's an announcement later in the week. The big picture target, which some might be dreaming of at the moment, is at the top of a broadening triangle from August as high as 30 pence, although I suppose we need something pretty big on the fundamental side to get us to that particular number. But above, now currently above the 200-day line at 10 pence, looking to 15 and then possibly 30 as a best case scenario target. We had the whiff of HSBC on the RNS yesterday at Canadian Overseas. People trying to work out what it meant, transfer of shares or stake building or whatever. But at least on the technical front, we've got the shares now finding decent support here at 0.3 pence. That was basically the former resistance for the stock. So looking rather more healthy than it has for a long time. And also we've got the near-term moving averages all rising. So that is a plus 0.2. If you're cautious on the stock, maybe you'd wait for a clearance of 0.35. But really, as we're already seeing, dips towards 0.3 currently being taken up. And the best case scenario target here on a break of 0.35. as high as 0.7 pence over the next 1 to 2 months, which is the top of a June rising trend channel, and helped along, I suppose, by the way that oil stocks, the oil minnows at least, are doing rather better than they have for quite a while. On to feedback, which I noticed somebody on Twitter was buying into. Here we've had quite a sort of flat line for the shares over the recent past, but the good news, I suppose, is the way that the price actions remained sort of at and around the 50 and 200-day moving averages and the right side of them now. And while we're above the 200-day line and recent support for the stock at 1.05, we could or should see a retest of last month's resistance towards 1.5 in the first instance. If you're looking for a big signal, that would be a break of this line from July, which is obviously at the high of the day so far, around the 1.35 level. So a weekly close above that could give us the big target here up to 3 pence, which is the top of a rising trend channel from October 2019. Haven't given much of a look here on or to J-Wing, but here we've got the shares breaking or making new highs, near-term highs, so basically back to where they were in the autumn of 2019. And the view is that at least while we're above the initial February resistance at 7.7 pence, we should head higher quite quickly. The top of the rising trend channel from September 2019 it points to 23 pence, and that's the target for the stock perhaps as soon as the end of next month or going into the first part of April, only back below the floor of the channel around 6 pence and the 50-day line really delaying the upside scenario. Stock which haven't looked at for a little while now is ImageScan, but what's interesting here, although it's a very illiquid looking chart, we had a gap down and then we filled the gap, so a bear trap gap reversal, also a bear trap below the 200-day moving average at 2.38. so while we're above the 200-day line, we're looking towards the top of the rising trend channel from November 2019, as high as 5.5 pence to be seen, hopefully, by the end of next month. Macango is the next contender. Now, it's got a pretty good private investor following, and a gap higher near the top of the range, always a healthy thing to see. Here we can say that if there's a decent end of day close through 20 pence, which is basically the peak of last month, we could see a new leg up for the shares up towards the top of a rising trend channel from September, currently promising a target as high as 33 pence by the end of next month. Only back below the gap and below the floor of the channel at 16 pence, really delaying the upside scenario at Macango. Stock which I'm happy to see rising, and I suppose it does suggest, does underline the way that we are in a bull market still, despite the efforts of IG over the weekend. Here we've broken this falling wedge from August on non-standard finance. That was around 3.5 pence, and above that, we're now rather more certain to be looking for a top of June triangle target as high as 10 pence by the end of April. Could even be by the end of next month, the way things are going, but we'll go for the end of April at this stage. It was a bit of a rug pull in the green renewable space earlier in the week. And what's interesting here at Powerhouse Energy is that we've broken back above the old 6.7 pence neckline support the shares had in January. Above that, then we're looking for a retest of the 9 pence area and beyond within a rising trend channel, which had previously drawn here heading towards 15 pence. But at least it looks as though the shares have are back on their way in terms of their breakout that they had in December. But key there is holding 6.7 pence. It's talked about Ridgecrest yesterday. I was looking for an end-of-day close above 2.1 pence on the top of the gap that we had, the gap down that we had last month. Still waiting for 2.10 plus on a mid-price basis. If we can get that over the course of this week, I think that would be a reasonable trigger to give us a top of January price channel target as high as 4 or 4.5 pence by the end of next month. Stop loss, rather simply, the post-suspension low at 1.5 pence. On to a stock where we're still waiting for the PR, but maybe it's working already. The deafening silence. Here we've got shares of remote monitored systems actually managing to bounce above the 200-day moving average at 1.24 pence, which is impressive. But there was also a low there last month at 1.12. The low yesterday at around the 1.3 level. So a higher low there, which is impressive. And as I said, above the 200-day moving average is also a reasonable plus point. I suppose the best thing for bulls now would be to wait and see if we can get an end-of-day close back above today's initial high at 1.8 pence. If we get that, then one would probably be confident enough to say that there could be a return to the main 3 to 3.5 pence area, but the recovery argument only valid while we hold above the 200-day line, which obviously so far we have. Stock which I'm very pleased to see is looks like it's finally on its way after waiting a long time to test the patience of its fans, United Oil and Gas. Here we've got a wide rising trend channel from the end of 2019. The big breakout here, or the breakthrough here really, was mid-February, a week or so ago, with the break of that resistance line from the beginning of last year at around 3.5 pence. And above 3.5 pence and that broken line, we're looking towards 7 pence, ideally by the end of April. And who knows if the logjam has been properly cleared by the end of next month. So a reasonable setup there after what it was over a year of consolidation for the shares. Always like to highlight stocks which are being attacked by the bears. Probably at the moment, the number one in that respect is Zoetic, which currently has a share price of 81.44 pence, which is precisely 81.44 pence more than the bears are saying that it's worth. But so far, it's shaken off the bearish efforts. And also, we've had a decent update from the company today. Broken that January resistance line around 75 pence, and while we're above 75 pence, we're looking towards a technical target here as high as £1.25, which is the top of the broadening triangle from August. So let's see whether that particular battle pans out in favour of the bulls. Interesting to see that the RSI bounced off the neutral 50 level, and we've got a bit of a MACD MACD indicator buy a signal going on there as well. So maybe that might be something for the bulls to latch on to. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.